Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Dear esteemed listeners and cherished supporters, I come before you today with great joy and gratitude as we celebrate a remarkable milestone. Over the past year, Winning Every Day has been touching lives and resonating with hearts across the world. It has become a beacon of hope and inspiration, reaching individuals from all walks of life, regardless of borders or boundaries. From the bustling cities to the tranquil countryside, from Africa to Europe, North America, South America, Asia, Australia and to the other parts of the world, the message of Winning Every Day has traveled far and wide. What makes Winning Every Day even more extraordinary is that it is provided to all listeners free of charge. In a world often fueled by material desires and self-interest, Winning Every Day serves as a testament to the power of love and grace of God to mankind. It brings us a daily reminder of God's care to a dying world. Once again, I extend my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for being a part of this incredible journey. Together, let us strive to make Winning Every Day an even greater force for positive change in the world by sharing the love with friends and loved ones. Thank you, and may the Lord's blessings be with you all.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Let me ask you, have you ever felt like your hard work, your faith, or your obedience to God is going unnoticed? Like you're doing everything right, but the breakthrough still isn't coming? So you're not alone. Today, we're talking about faithfulness, sticking with what God has called you to, even when it's tough, even when it feels like nothing is changing. The good news? God rewards faithfulness. It may not always happen when or how we expect, but He always honors those who remain steadfast. So stay with me. I've got a powerful story, some encouraging scriptures, and a word that I believe will lift your spirit today. Let's dive in. The topic is God rewards faithfulness, and our Bible text is from Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Hello. I'm so glad you're here because today's message is one of encouragement, hope, and the assurance that God sees and rewards faithfulness. Let me begin by sharing a story I once read about a man named William Carey. If you've never heard of him, he was an English missionary in the late 1700s, often called the father of modern missions. But his journey was anything but easy. Carey felt a deep calling to take the gospel to India, but when he got there, he faced challenge after challenge. He struggled financially, lost his young son to disease, and labored for 7 years before seeing his first convert to Christianity, which was a man named Krishnapal whom he baptized in 1800. 7 years. Can you imagine how discouraging that must have been? Many would have given up. But Carey kept going, faithfully translating the Bible into multiple Indian languages and sharing God's love. Today, his work continues to impact millions. And here's the lesson. God rewards faithfulness. It may not always be immediate, and it may not always be in ways we expect, but he always honors those who remain steadfast. Let me ask you, have you ever felt like your efforts were going unnoticed? Like you're working hard, staying faithful, doing the right things, yet it seems like nothing is changing? You're not alone. Many people in the Bible experienced this too. Think about Joseph, sold into slavery, falsely accused, thrown into prison. But he remained faithful. And in God's perfect timing, He was elevated to a position of power that saved nations. Genesis 41 verses 39 to 41. Jesus himself said in Luke 16 verse 10, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." In other words, if we stay faithful in the small things, God will entrust us with greater things. Faithfulness is easy when things are going well, right? But what about when the journey gets tough? When the promotion doesn't come? When the prayers seem unanswered? When the doors close instead of open? Hebrews 11, often called the Hall of Faith, is filled with stories of people who endured trials yet remained faithful. Abraham believed God's promise even when it seemed impossible. Noah built an ark before there was a drop of rain. Moses chose to suffer with God's people rather than enjoy a life of ease in Pharaoh's palace. And then there's Galatians 6 verse 9, which says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." That verse is a promise. If we don't quit, if we keep trusting, keep working, keep believing, God will bring the reward in his perfect time. So here's my question for you. In what area of your life is God calling you to remain faithful? Maybe it's in your job where you feel overlooked. Maybe it's in your family where relationships feel strained. Maybe it's in ministry where the results seem slow. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you, stay the course. Remember, God sees what others don't. He sees your prayers, your sacrifices, your unseen acts of kindness, and he promises that your faithfulness will not be in vain. As you go today, walk with confidence knowing that faithfulness is never wasted. Keep showing up, keep trusting God, and keep pressing forward. Your breakthrough is coming. Your harvest is on the way. God rewards faithfulness, not always immediately, but always certainly. Stay strong, stay faithful, and watch what he does in your life. Be blessed today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today that you are a God who rewards faithfulness. Even when we don't see immediate results, help us to trust that you are working behind the scenes for our good. Strengthen our hearts when we feel discouraged, and give us the endurance to remain steadfast in every area of our lives. Lord, just as you were faithful to Joseph, Abraham, and William Carey, we trust that you will be faithful to us. Help us to walk in obedience, to serve with joy, and to wait patiently for your perfect timing. Bless our efforts today, and may everything we do bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Numbers chapter 34, chapter 35, and chapter 36. And for the evening, Mark chapter 10 verses 32 to 52. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts,
Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.